Daf Lamed. Amar Rava Hilchas Chametz Bismanei Ben Bemine Ben Bishen Eminei Aser Afilu B'Masho. This is like Rav. V'Shalei Bismanei Ben Bemine Ben Bishen Eminei Mutter. This is like Reb Shimon. What this means is that on Pesach, no matter what it is, Bemine Bishen Eminei, even if one drop of chametz falls into a big pot of meat, for example, the entire pot becomes aser. This is like the shita of Rav. If, however, this taruvas chametz happens before Pesach, then it's always mutter in any situation. Because we paskin like Reb Shimon. This really explains why when a taruvas happens on Pesach, we have to be extremely careful, because it's aser b'masho. Well, if something happens before Pesach, you could be more makel, because it's not the situation of aser afilu b'masho. Rashi says the halacha that by all other Yisurim Shebatara, min b'minoi isn't batal afilu b'masho. Taisus argues and says by kol Yisurim Shebatara, except for chametz, min b'minoi is a batal b'shishim, and it's only aser b'nais and tam. By shalei b'zmanei, according to Rashi, even if it's b'nais and tam, it's still mutter. This is the opposite extreme of what Rashi said by b'zmanei. So the question is, what about the fact that Reb Shimon spoke about knas? Where does knas come in? So why should it be mutter if it's nice and tam, according to Rashi? So we could say that's only, knas is only by chametz be'en, not by a taruvas of chametz. And we see that Reb Nachman told people of the city after Pesach that they're allowed to buy bread from the goyim. The Torah and the Rush say that this kula of taruvas is only if it was mixed by accident. But if someone did it b'mezid, then it's usser. The Ran brings an additional reason why chametz on Pesach is aser b'masho. He says it's aser b'masho because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So even according to Reb Shimon, who says that there's no knas by ataruvas, but this is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, therefore it would be aser b'masho. The Gemara then says pots made of cheres used for chametz before Pesach. Rav says that they cannot be kashered for Pesach, but they have to be destroyed. And not only that, they can't be used after Pesach either. And Shmuel says you can use them after Pesach, but you're not allowed to use them on Pesach. And basically, Shmuel just wanted to keep pot stores from raising prices after Pesach. That's why he allowed it. Now, a question we could ask on Rav is, why can't we use something like this after Pesach? We know that after 24 hours, it's nice and tam lifgam. Once a taste of food gets into a pot, it stays in the pot. However, after 24 hours, the flavor becomes ruined. It becomes pugum. Therefore, it's like it's not there anymore, and it's nice and tam lifgam. So we can answer as follows. Rav doesn't hold to this here, since he holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that even after Pesach, chametz cannot be batal. Now, we paskin that nice and tam lifgam is mutter. So while we wouldn't use these pots on Pesach, we could use them after Pesach. And Taisvus asks, what's the hava mina here? That it's mutter after Pesach? We paskin ein mevatlin iser l'chatchila. So how can we be mevatl the iser of chametz shar v'lav ha-pesach via this ein minay according to Rav? So the Ran gives a teretz, since the mixture into the pot was before Pesach, and now you can't see it mamish inside the pot, we're really not being mevatel the iser, and therefore it's mutter. Also the Magen Avraham answers, that really there's no chametz shar v'lav ha-pesach, since we paskin like Reb Shimon, that chametz is mutter after Pesach. So surely when we're talking about a case where it's inside the wall of a pot, that would be mutter also. The Gemara then says, "Ein lashen esa isa b'cholov." You're not allowed to bake isa dough with cholov. V'im lashen. If you did this, kol pasasura. It's aser. The Gemara then says, "Ein tashen esa taner ba'alya." You're not allowed to smear animal fat on a taner. Umut lisak as a taner. But it's okay to kasher this oven via libun. We then say that a knife can be kashered for Pesach via reischen, via the use of hot water. But this water must be from a kli rishon. The Rabban says Kli Rishon here is referring to, like we refer to Kli Rishon in Masechta Shabbos, that is the first keli that comes off the fire. Taisvi says that this reischin is only okay for Pesach to kasher from chametz. Mashenki, if the knife becomes treif during the year from something else, then you would need liban. And the Rabban holds that, like Abi Pesach, if a knife becomes chametzdik on Pesach, then you would need liban also. So why does our Gemara say that reischin is enough? The Ramban learns from here, we see a big yusayid. Regarding kashering, we look at Rav Tashmishin to determine the method of kashering. If there's different things you could do with this keli, we look at what the keli is usually used for in order to determine whether we need liban or whether we need reischin, as we see in Siman Tafnun Aleph, in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Vav. Kli cheres rak shvirasan mitaharasan. We know that a kli cheres once something gets absorbed, something which is usher gets absorbed into it, it cannot come out of the keli. We learn this from Neisser, where it says yishaver. The Gemara then says, "Kol tikkun rabbanan ke'en daraisa tikkun." Anything the rabbanan made as a gzera is just like an iser daraisa. The Gemara then says, "Kalim used for cold chametz can be kashered for Pesach." We then have a Mishnah. Nachri shehilves Yisrael al chametzay. A Jew gave him chametz as a mashkin for the loan. So we say, achar Pesach, it is mutter bahana. Now, why is it mutter bahana? It's mutter because it's really chametz hagoy she'avar alav Pesach. However, if the case is just the opposite, that kind of a case would be usur. Now, in the first case, we say that if the Jew does not pay back the loan, then the goy is kain it immediately. And the Gemara says, typically in a case when a leva cannot pay back his loan to the malva, so the malva gets to keep the mashkin. The question is, when is he kaina this mashkin? So it's a machlekes between Abaya and Rava. Abaya holds lemafreya. Lemafreya he's kaina. Rava holds mikanu lahaba hu gaiva. Only from now and onward is he kaina. Taf lamed aleph. We have the shita of Reb Nosson. Shita of Reb Nosson is if we say that if A owes B money and B owes C money, C can go directly to A to collect the money. Then we have the din of Reb Yitzchak. Minayin lebal chayiv shakayna mashkin. How do we know that when a mashkin is put into the lender's reshus, the lender owns it? Shenemar ulecha ti'iyet staka. Im eina kayna mashkin, staka minayin. If he's not actually kayna this mashkin, then why would it be called staka? We then have a machlekes between the Tanakama and Rav Meir. Tanakama holds this particular din that we just said, legabia mashkin. This is only speaking about Yisrael who borrowed from Yisrael. But Yisrael who borrowed from a Nachri who is a life is not kainet. And Rav Meir says, Yisrael mi Nachri, kol shekain, because we learn this from a Kal v'chaymer. Tan Rabbanan. Chanus shel Yisrael u'melei shel Yisrael u'pa'alei Nachrim nechnasim l'sham chametz shenim s'sham achar Pesach if the store is owned by a Jew, and the food in the store is owned by the Jew, and goyim come in there and they eat, say for example, they eat lunch. So if you find chametz there after Pesach, it's aser bahana, and surely it's aser ba'achila, because we assume that the chametz in there is probably the Jews. However, if the case is vice versa, then we say that it is mutter, because probably then, if it's owned by a goy, the chametz probably belong to a goy. The Magid Avram brings down a Bach that says in a case of Suffolk Chametz Shor Avolav HaPesach, we spoke that Chametz Shor Avolav HaPesach, if it belongs to a Jew, is Aser, but if it's a Suffolk, then it is Aser Ba'achila, but it is Mutter Bahana. I remember years ago when I was learning in Tel's Yeshiva High School in Chicago, once during February I found a bug in a box of honeycomb cereal. So I wrote a letter to the Post Division of General Foods, and I said, hey, you know, I found a bug in the cereal, I deserve some compensation for this. And I went home for Ben Ezmanim during Pesach. After Pesach, when I came back, I was told by someone that there was a package for me. I went to see what the package was, and I saw that it was 3 boxes of honeycomb cereal that had been sent. Now, this package had come Chol HaMoed. I, however, had come back Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So the question is, can I now eat it, or is this considered Chametz She'avar Alav HaPesach? On one hand, it came on Pesach. It mamish came on Pesach. And it came to the Dalet Kaisle HaYeshiva. So maybe I was kainet. On the other hand, I really wasn't kainet at all. In fact, I didn't even know about it. So how can we say that I was kainet? This case is discussed in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Mem Ches Sif Beis, and in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katnei. He brings down this specific case and explains that Kinyan Chatzer will not work Bal Karche. This Kinyan only works if it's Nichalei. So even if a person wants the cereal, but if he doesn't want the chatzer to be kainet, then it's okay. So kol shekain, if you don't know it was in the chatzer, you're not kainet either. Therefore, since I was in St. Louis on Pesach and didn't know the cereal had arrived in Chicago, and only found out about it after Ben Ezmanim, I wasn't kainet until after Pesach. Therefore, it would be mutter to eat, since it's not chametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach. We then have a Mishnah. If debris fell on chametz, so the Tanakhama said the chametz is like destroyed. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, it's only destroyed if a dog can't get to it. In other words, it's more than 3 tefachim deep, so therefore the dog cannot smell it. The Gemara says that Rav Chisda says, you must still do bittul beliboy, even in such a case. And Shmuel says the only way to watch money is to bury it in the ground. As a hakdama to the next Mishnah, we know by trumas, if one eats truma b'shagig, he must pay back the kayan a karen, the value of the truma, plus a chaimish. And he has to pay this with chulin misukanin, paris that trumas and maisers were already taken off. This payment now becomes equivalent to the truma. So the Mishnah says, if one eats chametz truma b'shagig on Pesach, he pays karen plus chaimish, even though chametz b'pesach is asar b'hana. But if he ate it b'mezit, mezid b'truma b'shagig b'chametz, obviously, then he's potter, since he's like a gazlan. And since a gazlan pays the value, and since it now has no value, no shavis on Pesach, therefore he's potter. Daf lamed beis. When a person eats truma b'shagig, does he pay lefi mida, lefi measurement, how much it is, or lefi damim, what is its worth, how much is it worth? And this is a machlaikis. Rabbi Akiva says he pays damim, so by chametz he would be potter. Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri says he pays by mida, by how much it is in measurement, therefore he would be chayev by chametz. The Gemara then says that a zuz of tamarim is worth more than a zuz of gregers, of figs. And here we have the famous shaila of the Oinei Gantav. If a balabas is in the United States, he's visiting the United States, but his chametz is in Eretz Yisrael. So when it's 9 o'clock in the morning, Erev Pesach here in the United States, it's 4 p.m. in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, in the United States, while chametz to this person is still mutar bahana, the chametz that's in Eretz Yisrael by 4 p.m. Erev Pesach is already aser bahana. So the question is, do we go after the makam habaylim, or do we go after the makam hachametz? So the Oinei Gantav brings a raya from here in our Gemara. If we would go lefi damim, so why do we say that the person has to pay karen b'chaimish, the chametz has no value? So the Gemara answered, here we're speaking like Rabbi Yisi Aglili, and therefore we have to go after the makam hachametz. Other shitas hold that we go after the makam habaylim. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who is the Rav of Yerushalayim, speaks about this ba'arichas in his farim. The Gemara then brings down many shitas that hold chametz b'pesach is aser bahana. And we say Tana Rabbanan, ha'eichel kezayis truma. So the Tana Kama, what we bring down holds mishalin karen b'chaimish. But Avishal says, ad shiyehe b'yishava pruta. It doesn't matter whether it's a kezayis. What matters is that it's worth a shava pruta. So kezayis makes no difference. The fact, what we care about is whether it's worth a shava pruta or not. The Machne Ephraim clears a famous chakira, l'gabi hilchas gzela. He says, why is it that by mammon, general mammon, do we always say that a person has to pay, or is only mechuyev to pay, when something is a shava pruta? Shava pruta seems to be the guideline for things, generally speaking, by hilchas mammon. And the question is, the chakira is it because of mechila, that people are meichel something which is pachas mishava pruta, or is it because of a din shir, mishiyure hatara? The nafka minu would be if you steal something from a katan who has no ability to be meichel. So if you hold it's because of mechila, then you would be mechuyev. Why? Because the katan can't be meichel. Mashenkin, if you hold it's because of shir, mishir rehatara, then you'd be pater. He brings a raya from a Rashi in Sanhedrin that it's because of mechila. Others bring a raya from the top taisvus here in our daf, the taisvus divrei amaskel, the ein nesina, that it's a halacha in shir, and not in mechila. And finally, we see how echel truma pachas mikazayas, mishalim es hakaren, the ein mishalim es hachemish. Daf lamed gimel. If one has hana from hektish b'mezit, Rebbe says you're b'chuyev in misa b'dei shamayim because of the pasuk chet chet, which we learned from truma. The chachamim say you're only over a laugh. The Gemara then says, if a person warms himself in a blanket and doesn't realize it was made with shearings from a carbon, in other words, he was ma'al. So we say that he's chayef, and there's no p'tur of misasik by me'ila. This is because of the pasuk of asher chotava. This pasuk teaches us that the only p'tur of misasik is by something that would be mechuyev achatas if it was done b'shaygi. Mashenkin, since me'ila requires a karbon asham, there is no p'tur of misasik by me'ila. We then say, ein tarmin min ha'tmeya al ha'tahira. You're not allowed to separate tmeya over tahira. Rashi says this is because of hefsid kayin, and Taisva says it's because hafrasha, it is like the case of hafrasha min ha'ra al ha'yafa. The Gemara also says that chametz cannot become truma. Then Rabbi Yochanan says grapes that become tameh, you can save the mashka and use the juice with a particular etza. What you do is you press out the grapes at a shear of less than a kebeah. Since the grape and the juice are two different things, you'd be allowed to do this. So if you press less than a shear of a kebeya, there's no shear left to be metama the mashka. And he holds that mashkin, mafkid, pekidi, that they're considered two separate entities. We then ask, can one have ana from chita of truma, which is tameya? In other words, can you be madlik with it? Rav Huna says you cannot, since we're chayshish that you may come to eat it. Rabbi Yochanan says it's okay, since he says shlikta umiista. Once it's cooked and it becomes maos already, you don't have to be chayshish for that. Therefore, it's mutter. Abishal, who was a baker in the house of Rebbe, used to use truma tmeya as a fuel. Daf lamed dalet. Plants of truma that become tame, and the person then replanted them. So the planting takes the din tuma off from them, but they still cannot be eaten. Rav Shesha says that you can't eat them because of Hesach Hadas. A person has forgotten about them. Therefore, he's not allowed to eat them. Once Hesach Hadas was chal, you're not allowed to do anything with them. So what is Pshat in Hesach Hadas? Rabbi Yochanan says the reason Hesach Hadas makes this happen is because of a chshash that it became tame. Reish Lakish says the psul of Hesach Hadas is a psul haguf. And Rabbi Yirmiyahu says it's a special iser derabbanan. Now, Lagabi Chanukah, the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak asks, how did the Chashmonaim light from the Pach Shemen that was found in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Hesach Hadas? So he answers, according to the Mandi Yamaru holds, because of Chashash of Tameh, that's why Hesach Hadas is no good, so then it was okay, since it had the Chasima of the Kohen Gadol, therefore it's not Tameh. But according to the Mandi Yamaru holds, it's a Psul Haguf, so how is it able to be Mutter? So he answers from the Taisus in Chagiga, Daf Chof Aleph. The psul of Hesach Hadas is only when it's biyadei lishmar, but a person neglects it. Masha'en kein, if it's ein biyadei lishmar, in other words, it got lost, like in the Beis HaMikdash, then there is no din of Hesach Hadas. The Gemara then says, a tful yaim, before Harav Shemesh, can pasul up kachim if he touches it. Daf Lamed Hei. We learn from the pasuk in Shmais, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Ches. Barishain ba'aba asar yaim lachaydish ba'erev teichlu matzis. There is a chiyah for everyone to eat a kazayis matzah on the first night of Pesach. And we have here the Mishnah. Before we discuss the Mishnah, let's talk a little bit about the different hafrashas, trumas, and maisras as a little bit of a hakdama, because the next few blat go into this in great detail. The first level of trumas and maisras is truma gedayla. Truma gedayla is given to the kayin. Now, min ha-tayra, chita achas peteres es hakri. However, min ha-rabbanan, an ayin yafa is mafush echad me'arbaim. A person who's a bein and he gives out a 50th, and Ayin Ra, a Kamtsin, gives out 1/60th. A Kayin eats this, Bihi Yaisam Tahirim. And it's given to the Kayin during the first 6 years of the Shemitah cycle. But in the seventh year, you do not give it to him. Then we have Maiserishin. Maiserishin is 1/10th of a person's Tvua. That gets given to the Levi. And it also gets given in the first 6 years of the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle. Then we have Trumas Maiser. The Levi gives 1/10th of what he got of the Maaser Rishon money. And he gives this to the Kohen. Then you have Maaser Sheni. Going back to the average person takes 1/10th of what is left over from the Maaser Rishon that he now gave. What does he do with this Maaser Sheni? He takes this up to Yerushalayim and he's paid it. And then it's eaten by the Bailam with the money that's Nifta. This is given in years 1 and 2, and years 4 and 5 of the Shemitah cycle. Now, in years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, instead of giving a Maaser Sheni, a person takes 1/10th of what is left over, and he gives what we call Maaser Ani. This gets given to the Ani instead of Maaser Sheni. Now, who is considered an Ani? Ani Nechshav Misha Ein Lai Masayim Zuz. A person is considered an Ani if he does not have at least Masayim Zuz, at least 200 Zuz. So he has to be fairly poor in order to be eligible to receive this Maaser Ani money. Then we have the Mishnah. One may fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on the night of Pesach when the matzah is made out of any of the following five ingredients. These are the chamishes minei dagon: chitim, wheat, se'arin, barley, kusmin, spelt, shifin, rye, or shibar l'shual, which is oats. Now one can only be yaitza, the mitzvah's matzah, with Dvarim Habayim Lidei Chimutz, only with these five grains, because these are five grains which could potentially become chametz if they're left for 18 minutes when mixed with water. Now, one can also fulfill the mitzvah's matzah even if the grain is made out of demai. Demai is tvua, which was bought from an amoritz. So there is therefore a suffix whether truma and meiser were taken off of it. And the reason this is mutter is because demai is mutter la'aniyim. Normally people are not allowed to eat demai, but since anyone could technically become an ani, and demai is mutter la'aniyim, therefore it is mutter to use for matzah. It's also okay to fulfill it with grains that are made from meiser rishon, which truma had already been taken off of it. In other words, truma's meiser. Also with meiser sheni and hektish that had been redeemed. And finally, with challah and with truma, since these are roi for a kohen. Therefore, a kohen could use them to make matzah with. One may not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah if the grain is made out of tevel. Tevel is grain from which truma had not yet been separated. And it's osur ba'achila min ha-Torah, because it's mitzvah haba ba'avera. Also, from meiser rishon, from which truma had not been separated, and from meiser sheni and hektish, that had not been redeemed. Finally, we say challahs of the Toida, and wafers of the karban nazir. If one made them for himself, he does not fulfill the mitzvah. But if one made them to sell commercially, he does fulfill the mitzvah with them. The Gemara says, Leisaychal alav chametz, the pasuk of Leisaychal alav chametz, and Shivas Yamim Seychal alav matzis, come to teach you that the only way you can be yaitza, the mitzvah's matzah, is with grains, Dvarim habayim lidei chimutz, yaitza bahem yidei chavasai b'matzah, only with things which could potentially become chametz. This connection says that you could only be yaitza on the mitzvah of matzah if they can become chametz. This comes to exclude anything which cannot become chametz. I once heard an interesting pshat in this. We know that one is mechuyev to serve Hashem through Torah and mitzvahs. However, the only way a person can serve Hashem to the highest degree of avoda is through his daily derech hachayim. In other words, through his job, eating and drinking, and how he conducts himself in business. Why is this so? Because Torah and mitzvahs are equal to matzah b'pesach, they are pure, and they cannot become chametz. On the other hand, a person's job, his business, his eating and drinking, these can be done both kahalacha, and in ways that are completely usur b'halacha. They are like chametz b'pesach. And since we say that one can be yaitzah the mitzvah of matzah, only via dvarim habayim lidei chimutz, it's these kind of things that are a true test of avodas Hashem. Can you do these things, kahalacha? If you can apply Torah learning to these nisyonos, then you have overcome the obstacle of dvarim, which could have chas v'shalom come lidei chimutz. This is the highest form of avodas Hashem. The Gemara Ben says that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, since he holds that if you eat rice on Pesach, you're chayev karas, since rice can become chametz. Therefore, you would be allowed to use it to make matzah, and it's not like our Mishnah. Rav Papa then says, Isa she nilsha b'yayin v'shemen udvash ein chayaven al chimutzei karas. Why is this so? Since mei peris ein machmitzen, only water and flour can become chametz. The ein adam yoytzei dei chavasei, the havilei matzah shira. A person cannot be yoytzei dei chavasei with matzah shira, with these rich ingredients, because the Torah says it has to be lechem oini. Rav Idi Bar Oven gave an additional teretz why you're not chayev karas. He says, the havilei mei peris, umei peris ein machmitzen. These things can't affect something to become chametz at all. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim here about what mei peris ein machmitzen means. According to Rashi, on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, mei peris does not become chametz gomer in order to be chayev karas, but it is considered chametz nuksha, therefore you're still over a lav d'oraisa. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos holds that mei peris are ein machmitzen klal. If it's pure mei peris, it's not machmitz at all. But if you add any water to it, then it becomes chametz nuksha. And finally, the Ramban holds, similar to Rabbeinu Tam, that if there's no water in it at all, so it's not chametz at all. But if you add a little bit of water, then he holds lahachmer and it becomes chametz gomer. In Arachayim Tof Samach Beis Sif Beis, the Bir Halacha brings down the shame, b'shem the Prima Godim, but this machlaikis that we mentioned before is only if there's a miyut mayim. But if rov of it is mayim, even if there's some mei peris in it, everybody holds as a chi of karas. And the Ritva in Shulchan Aruch in Tav Samach Beis holds that all kinds of mashkin are included under the umbrella of mei peris, including milk, for example, and therefore they are ein machmitzen, unless you have water mixed into them. We also say that mei beim, something which is made out of eggs, according to Rabbeinu Tam, are mutter on Pesach. And the Ramah paskins lahalacha that we do not knead meperis at all into a dough, except l'tzarech chola or for a zaken. And the Mishnah Brura, in Sivkot and Tesvav, says we're chayshish for the shita of Rashi, since some mayim may have gotten mixed into it. So therefore, egg matzah or chocolate matzah, for example, on Pesach, is mamish considered usr, and the Aruch HaShulchan speaks very, very strongly about this type of matzah shira, or anything similar to matzah shira, that it's usr on Pesach, except in a case of tzarech gadol. Now, what about the question of gebrokst? Is one allowed to dip matzah into liquid on Pesach, or are we chayshish that possibly some unbaked flour got left on the matzah, and now if it gets dipped or it gets baked into a cake, for example, it could now potentially become chametz? The Mishnah Brura in Siman Tov Samach in the Shari Tshuva Sifkot Yud says we're not chayshish for this, and one does not have to be machmer not to eat gebrokst on Pesach. However, in the Shailas Tshuvas of the Arizal, he says that a person should be machmer during Pesach, but a person does not have to be machmer on gebrokst on Achron Shel Pesach. And generally by Chassidim and many others, this beautiful minig is followed throughout Pesach today, and they do not eat gebrokst on Pesach until Achron Shel Pesach. The Gemara even says if one eats the mai for matzah, why should it be good? It's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. So we answer, since one can be machfgir all of his nechasim, and he would be mutter to eat it at that point. Why? Because an ani is mutter to eat the mai. And we also say that soldiers are also considered aniyim. Taflam and vav. If something is tevel, it cannot become chametz, because we say ein iser chal al iser, just like Reb Shimon holds. Ha'eichel nevela b'yom ha'kippurim b'shaygik. Pater mechatas. Why? Because once you're mechuyev for nevela already, then you're pater from achila b'yom ha'kippurim. Then asks, can one fulfill mitzvahs matzah with meiser sheni grain while he's in Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says no, since it says lechem oini. The only thing you can use to be yaitz the mitzvahs matzah is referring only to things that can be eaten by an oinen. An oinen is a person in the period of time between the loss of a relative and the kvura. That's what's mutter. And that's what's considered lechem oini. Mashenki maiser sheni, which cannot be eaten by an oinen, that cannot be used as lechem oini and therefore cannot be used as matzah. Rabbi Akiva says that it's mutter. Since it says matzah many times in the Torah, so it includes even maiser sheni. As he says, matzah is riba. Rabbi Akiva uses lechem oini, the pasuk of lechem oini, to aser any types of matzah ashira. The Gemara says that it's aser to put milk into dough, and if you do, it's aser. We also say that it's aser to fulfill maiser mitzvahs matzah with bikurim. Since it says b'chol ma'ishvei sechem, and since bikurim are only eaten in Yerushalayim, they cannot be used for matzahs mitzvah. And finally we say, one should not make matzah ashisha, dense matzah, on Pesach. Daf Lamed Zayin. Thick matzahs, Beis Hillel says they're okay to use on Pesach, and Beis Shammai says they're aser. But even according to Beis Hillel, it's only mutter if they're up to one tefach thick, since if it's more than one tefach thick, it's easy to become chametz because they're harder to watch. We then say that it's okay to bake matzahs with pastakia, a very fine flour. And finally, we're not supposed to make decorated or specially shaped matzahs, but if we did, it's okay b'diavad. Ein oisin srikin hamitzu yarin b'pesach. The Hagos Maimani in Hilchas Chametzu Matzah brings a mechilta, which says, in the Torah it says that when the Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they carried the dough on their shoulders. Rabbi Nassan asked, v'chiloi ha'ilaham behemis? Why did they have to carry it themselves? Didn't they have behemis to carry it? So we answer, because the Jews wanted to carry it themselves due to the chavivas hamitzvahs. Therefore, lefikach kol adam yitrach la'atzmai v'yisakin hamatzahs. People should be personally involved in baking matzahs before Pesach. And that's where this minhag came from today. We then say that a matzah can be broken. If it can be broken without the threads dragging from it, it's considered baked good enough. However, if it's less than this, it isn't good enough, and it's not a good matzah. We then ask, if one made dough by pouring flour over boiling water, or by pouring boiling water over flour, is he mechuyev to separate challah from it or not? So we answer that there are various versions of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and the nafka min is if you made it in an oven or in an ilfis, in a baking pan. Maisa ilfis is a baking pan over a flour versus baking something in a regular oven. Taisus brings Rabbeinu Tam, a machloikis between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shlakish by ilfis. That the machloikis is by a loose dough, that if it was baked in an ilfis, Rabbi Yechanan holds it becomes lechem, therefore it's chayev chala. And Rabbi Shlakish says, no, it's not chayev, since ilfis cannot make lechem. But if it's thick dough, if it is ova, then everyone holds it is immediately chayev and chala, no matter what happens later. And the Shach paskins like this, so he paskins basically that kreplach, for example, would be mechuyev you'd be mechuyev to take challah from kraplach, but to do it without a bracha. And on this point, we will conclude this shir.